This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump standing with Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, who's stepping down.
Alex called me this morning and he wanted to see me. And I actually said, well, we have the press right out here, so perhaps you just want to say it to the press. But I just want to let you know, this was him, not me, because I'm with him. He's a tremendous talent.
Outside the White House this morning, Acosta coming under fire for his handling of a plea deal involving an underage sex trafficking ring.
Acosta had been facing calls from Democrats to resign over his controversial plea deal for the financier Jeffrey Epstein when he was a U.S. attorney.
Fox's Julie Banderas. Acosta's last day is a week from today. And special counsel Robert Mueller's appearance on Capitol Hill, slated for next week, has been postponed by a week until the 24th. This is a Fox News alert.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to monitor the progress of Barry in the Gulf heading towards Louisiana, some of that tropical moisture will be affecting our forecast. For today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Tropical downpours at times. High temperature today, 91, only in the upper 80s over the weekend. Lows at night in the mid-70s, and not as many storms around on Monday. Stay on top of the tropical weather action, plus push notifications for watching and warnings by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Underway, Dave.
Why can no one else do bumper music as well as we can?
Well, is it their lack of depth?
I think there's a little bit of that. We just don't have that good a taste, Baron.
We have good taste. You know what, though? Our taste covers 80s pop, 70s pop, soul music.
Soul?
Country? You know, grunge, country. I mean, we can go anywhere.
Kind of everything.
We could do an hour of Outlaw if we wanted to. We ought to do an hour of Outlaw.
We should.
Didn't we do that one day?
Close to it,
we did a half hour, maybe. 45 minutes.
This song's from 1982.
Is this 82 also?
Living out in Allentown.
Yeah.
They're shutting all the factories down.
Mm-hmm.
It only took, 30 years for somebody to realize that. And for
hey, we had to run a campaign based on that.
Yeah.
We had to run a campaign based on shutting down the factories in Allentown.
Right.
We're getting NAFTA'd before NAFTA was even NAFTA.
Right.
6 minutes after 10 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here. Hour number two of News and Views officially underway. We'll take your phone calls at 272-9228 on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. The rules on Friday, Dave? There ain't nairn. And as a result, you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to call and talk about the Formula One Grand Prix at Silverstone? We can do that.
You can.
You want to talk about 1982 Allentown and how they were closing all the factories? Where is Allentown? Is that up by Scranton?
I think that's right.
Yeah, that's
isn't it like, I think it, isn't it like,
never
little,
been a good
it's like
place.
A little bit, I think it's like a little bit northwest of Harrisburg, a little bit south of Wilkes-Barre, as they say it.
Well, what do you call it?
I would have called it Wilkes-Barre, but you know.
You would call Wilkes-Barre Wilkes-Barre?
Yeah, I mean, look at the way it's spelled. It looks like Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, it's just north of Philly. It's not by here. It's north of Philly. It's on 476 from Philly to Wilkes-Barre.
Okay. Lehigh County.
Or Scranton.
I hear you. Okay, I hear you.
A little northeast of the Lebanese people of Lebanon. I knew a girl from Lebanon. When I was at Penn State, there was a girl there, and my friend Matt Stabile said, "Don't talk to her. She's Lebanese." I said, "What the hell does that mean?" He's like, "That girls from Lebanon are weird."
Well?
I was like, "Well, I'm not talking to her that way. I'm just, you know." Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, and Jason joins us.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good morning, Jason.
Hey, I just had a comment. Earlier when you were talking about that guy Baron, when you were talking about the guy who was talking to you about running a campaign, and he said, how much would it cost? He said $250,000 to $400,000. And then he basically, the gist of the conversation was, I'll cut you a check for $400,000 if I have to get the seat. My question is, I know you and Dave work on campaigns, so you might have to choose your words, I guess. But does that not bother you that somebody for a seat would just have $400,000, like basically burning a hole in their pocket? They're like, hey, I can get you $400,000, basically purchase this seat. Like,
Jason, are you a basketball fan?
I'm not a basketball fan. Yes.
Do you remember a dude named Rasheed Wallace?
Yes.
Rasheed had a motto, CTC, cut the check. I do know what you're saying, because in some ways, right, like it
seems unseemly.
It seems unseemly. It's like only rich people can get into politics, that kind of thing. But you know, there's two things that matter in politics, and one of them's money, and I forgot the other one.
Yeah, money.
And so so a lot of times, I mean, I would personally rather somebody raise the money, because that shows a certain amount of support from, you know, people that care about politics or whatever. But in the end, I mean, you know, if you need the money and they got it, what do you care? You know, now, I never advocate that somebody, it's like poker, though. You never put in the middle what you can't afford to lose.
I'll say it this way, Jason. If somebody opens a nonprofit foundation and puts $400,000 into it to give away to charity, mm-hmm. we think they're noble. Someone puts $400,000 in to run for a Senate seat so they can improve the direction of the children, direction of the state for Alabama's children or minorities or whatever, because they have a cause they want to fight for in the legislature. We call them greedy, you know. They're trying to buy the seat and all this. I would rather a guy put $400,000 of his own money in. I think that's more noble than having some business group put $400,000 in to get him to win. Because that shows he's going to be bought and paid for.
Well, I think context matters. I think if you start a nonprofit, you're starting a nonprofit for a specific agenda, but you don't set policy. Like, you're going to somebody else to try to get things done. As a politician, that's not true, right? You're in a position of power where you can influence the process, and if you can just say, I have this money that I want to spend, and I'm gonna get this seat, and there's an X number of dollars on that seat and I can spend that, then yeah, you can say, well, yeah, I can't be bought out by special interests, blah, blah, blah. But it also means that seat now isn't available to somebody, at least in my mind.
Then let me do it this way. What's the greatest meat product produced in the state of Alabama?
The greatest meat product?
Yeah. Kaneka sausage. Right? No doubt about it.
I was going to say chicken, but Kaneka sausage, yes.
Kaneka sausage. Absolutely phenomenal. Everyone around the world knows about Kaneka sausage. They ship it all over the country. If you're eating Kaneka sausage, you're eating premium sausage. You're eating it made right here in the state of Alabama. If you were to go in that factory and watch it made, you might not want to eat it.
Well, I grew up butchering hogs, so I don't care.
You might not care. And so, you know what? Dave and I butcher hogs, so we don't care.
Yeah.
You don't butcher hogs in this arena, so you care.
We make the sausage, you know.
Yeah. So appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Jason. That's a good call.
Jason's
concerned.
Jason's a smart caller.
He's a great caller. They're a great caller. But I would rather someone put $400,000 of their own money in and say, you know what, I have an axe to grind. I want to get down there and advocate for XYZ. And, you know, I want to be the education guy, or I want to fix prisons, or I want to fix Medicaid.
It goes back to the whole thing of, like, I'd rather have $1 million and explain how I got it than not have $1 million.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point.
It's one of those things, man.
Oakland Raiders Jalen Richard.
Who?
Oakland Raiders backup running back Jalen Richard. Said on social media the other day he was not going to get his children vaccinated, and the hive mind lost its collective.
Saying people went buck?
Oh, my gosh. They went bananas. I don't understand why people get so bent out of shape about this. He's a former Southern Miss alumnus. They called him unintelligent.
He's not a former Southern Miss alumnus. He's a Southern Miss alumnus.
Oh, he's a Southern Miss alumnus. Yeah, whatever. None of my kids will be vaccinated, he tweeted, adding man-made diseases. So they called him unintelligent. And he wrote back, he said, college degree, done my research, peer-reviewed articles, along with my religious beliefs. Sorry, not sorry. Researched, along with peer-reviewed articles, and added my religious beliefs. Decided no vaccinations. End of story. So that's what he, all this because he revealed his 9-month-old daughter has not gotten vaccines, and people just went freaking bananas. So, guys, let people live their own lives.
But he's got to worry about other people's kids.
Nope, he doesn't.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
I know, but his job is not to think about everyone else. His job is to think about himself.
It's true.
He has made a parental determination that his kids are not going to be vaccinated. And it doesn't matter that your kids can't be. And he's putting your kids in danger. A, I don't believe that for a second. But B, that's not the point. The point is, doctors and parents should be worried about their own children and their own patients, not other people. And if there's concerns that can't be alleviated by the parents or the doctors on a particular child, then the duty is to that child. It's not to community at large. It's not to some kid in Kansas who can't get vaccinated. The duty is to the individual patient. And it bothers me that this still becomes an issue over and over and over and over. You know why I'm playing this? Hurricane coming in on New Orleans.
Damn.
Katrina and the waves.
Damn, damn, damn.
All right, we'll be back. 15 after.
Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The shark, babe, has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red.
All right, guys, welcome back in. My man Riley Manning. You know, he is a, you may not know this, Dave. Riley Manning is a guitar master.
Really?
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
He is a guitar whiz. He can really grind the axe. And he also played this for my wife. She loves this song. And she's listening, so it worked out. Riley is an absolute legend in the painting world. He's not just a entertainer. He's a painter, an entertainer, and a stainer. And once you meet Riley Manning, you'll understand why I've taken to him. He is just a genuinely decent, honest, hardworking guy. One of the greatest people you'll meet. Not the kind of guy the city of Montgomery can afford to lose. He's been in business for over 50 years, and he keeps doing it because he's just the best. He's just the best. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Call him for any quote, any questions. No job too big or too small. But, Baron, I need a whole shopping center painted. Good. RileyManningPainting.com. Baron, I just need my my banister and some of the spindles and the little hallway painted. You know what? 799-1284. Call him. 799-1284. Riley Manning. RileyManningPainting.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. Who is this?
Good morning, fellas. Donkey Lori here.
Hey, Donkey Lori, you are on air.
Hey, on air. I just want to say happy Friday to everybody, and totally off topic. I am going to be representing the Maine Shelter Elmore County at Farmer's Feed on 231 in Wetumpka tomorrow for an adoption event. And my foster puppies are going to be there. So everyone should come out and meet the puppies.
Oh, what time is it?
It's from 9 to 12 at Farmer's Feed on 231 in Wetumpka. And
that's going
to
be this Saturday?
Tomorrow.
That is their 25th anniversary celebration.
Yes. They've got a lot going on.
And there'll be Blue Water live remotes. So I encourage people to stop by there.
That's awesome. And I have a little fella that I'm interested in you meeting.
Huh.
And I'm going to see if I could get permission to take him to the event tomorrow, just in case you and your family can stop by.
I very well may do that. Farmer's Feed, 231 North in Wetumpka.
Wetumpka, from 9 to 12.
How about that? Thank you, Donkey Lori. That's a great little announcement.
You're welcome. Y'all have a super blessed weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
I also want to remind people, LifeSouth Community Blood Center today hosting a massive mega party. This is something they do frequently from noon to 6. They always do it about this time of year because blood donations go absolutely dry at the 4th of July. And we're always about 3 days away from not being able to save lives here in the River Region. So when you have a four-day weekend, it really, really screws everything up. So from noon to 6, they're having a big gala over there. I'm going to stop by for an hour or so and greet folks who are giving blood. And just have a big time this afternoon over at LifeSouth Community Blood Center. So if you've ever thought about it, and let me tell you, men particularly, women too, but men in particular, giving blood is one of the healthiest things you can do. I mean, provided you're healthy enough. But they'll give you a
physical and ask you some questions to make sure you are. But you get a free physical. LifeSouth will email you your cholesterol results, so you get a free cholesterol check. And you basically get a free lunch out of it. You can make lunch out of their snacks and sodas and stuff. And actually, last year when they did this, they had Chick-fil-A and Pizza Hut and other stuff over there. Papa John's, maybe. I don't know if they're doing that this year. I'm not making any promises on that kind of food. But I do know they have snacks and sodas no matter what. And they might have better food than that. I think Chicken Salad Chick had some stuff over there last year. But it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Noon to 6 today. Get by there. I'm not sure what time I'll stop by, but I told them I'm a big ambassador of LifeSouth.
You are.
I get nothing out of it. You know, I give blood every 8 to 10 weeks because I need to. But I love LifeSouth Community Blood Center. I love the people over there. And I'll be there at some point for an hour this afternoon. I'm not sure exactly what time. I got some work to take care of as soon as I get out of here off the show and a little bit later in the afternoon. But sometime in the middle of the afternoon, we'll stop by for an hour or so. Who's this?
This is Dana. I just heard your Riley Manning.
Yeah, Riley Manning, sure.
He's heading to my house. I called him last week. He had some medical things or whatever to take care of. He came to my house yesterday. My little girl was there by herself. He's nice as he can be. Went around the outside of the house. And I live up in Eclectic, Fantuck area. And that, so he goes that far. He came in that morning, took care of it, called me back with his estimate. I said, start it because we're looking to sell our place. And he said, it'll be done. He's going to start next week. It was wonderful. He just called me. Here's your estimate. So I said, I appreciate it. And he painted my parents' entire house over in Halcyon. Inside, outside, they did an addition. He did it. They said, he is the best. This is my 83-year-old parent. But he's the best. Go with him. So I just want to give you a little extra for Riley there. So he's heading to my house next week to paint it. So he does work in Eclectic area all day long.
All right. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, thank you so much.
Yep.
Bye. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I just read the group text.
Another in a long line of things that will not be said on air. We killed Baron. He's dead.
Oh, my gosh.
He's actually dead.
All right. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 24 minutes now after 10 o'clock. I can't recover. How do I recover from that?
I don't know.
Hey, if I ever die, someone throw my phone in Lake Martin, would you?
Just drill through it like the ex-sheriff in Coleman County or wherever it was.
Oh yeah, drill through all the phones.
Yeah.
272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this? Hey Fred, what's on your mind, my friend?
Y'all having any fun yet?
We are. You're breaking up quite a bit.
I am. Well, I'm very sorry about that.
All right.
You still there,
okay,
buddy?
Yeah. I'll call back.
Yeah, please do, Fred. You're in a bad spot. 25 minutes after 10 o'clock. Corey, could have been that Bluetooth he was on. I could hear the Bluetooth echo in the background. So, you never know. You never know. Let's see here. I got some of these stories, but I want to hold them for a little bit. I got some Epstein news. A dozen new Epstein victims have come forward. Jeffrey Epstein's defense team arguing their client should be released on house arrest at his multi-million-dollar mansion in Midtown Manhattan. Did you hear all the alliteration there, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
My
favorite literary device.
Is it really?
Yeah, I like alliteration.
Yeah. Huh.
It's a good one.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like it.
You like alliteration better than assonance?
What's that?
Ooh, Dave.
It's one I don't know. You finally found something I don't know.
Dave. Assonance is similar to alliteration, except it's the repeated vowel or diphthong in the non-rhyming stressed syllables. But it's near enough that they create sort of a songy sound. So it's you know, if you have a poem that has both assonance and alliteration,
right?
Now you're really cooking with grease. Anyway, a dozen new Epstein victims come forward. This is going to be real trouble. Let's go ahead and say what's happening here, shall we? Jeffrey Epstein is the head for a foreign intelligence agency that shares information with the United States in order to bribe United States citizens compromised by Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump is the first president since this arrangement started in the mid-80s to put a stop to it.
That's right.
That's what's going on here. That's what's going on here. He has been able to put together a massive amount of wealth by being paid off to do all this stuff. You know how he got his start? I just learned today. I knew he was a math tutor, and I knew he was like a desk trader at Bear Stearns. He was tutoring the son of the Bear Stearns chairman, Alan Greenberg, before joining the firm. And then he left the bank in 1981, set up his own financial firm. What do you think he was doing to the son?
Good Lord.
I mean, other than tutoring him.
Right.
Back in 2011, an SEC filing revealed that Epstein's privately held firm, the Financial Trust Company, took a 6.1% stake in Pennsylvania-based catalytic converter maker Environmental Solutions Worldwide, backed by billionaire founder of Apollo Global Management, Leon Black. ESW has a checkered past, believe it or not.
Oh.
An Epstein-owned company would have a checkered past.
Shocking news.
2002, its then-chairman Bengt Ogner was accused by the SEC of participating with others in a $15 million pump-and-dump scheme with the ESW stock. Case was settled a year later, according to the Financial Times. Ogner ordered to pay $25,000 civil penalty. This is my favorite part of the SEC. Yes, we understand you were engaged in a $15 million scheme. Please pay us $25,000. And we'll call it even, Stephen.
Sure.
Of note, ESW accepted Epstein's investment several years after he registered as a sex offender in 2008.
Hmm.
The connection to Leon Black doesn't stop there. Jeffrey Epstein served as a director on the Leon Black Family Foundation for over a decade until 2012. A spokeswoman for the foundation claims that Epstein had resigned in July 2007, but his name continued to appear on IRS filings due to error. So he, he wasn't actually on the board. He was off the board well before he pleaded guilty to child sex crimes. 2015 document signed by Epstein appears to confirm this. Epstein also built his wealth with Stephen Hoffenberg and Leslie Wexner. Weren't you talking about Wexner the other day?
Mm-hmm.
The former of whom was convicted of running a giant Ponzi scheme, the latter, a clothing magnate.
Mm-hmm. And largest contributor to Ohio State.
Well, he is an Epstein-connected guy. So what do you think he's into? I think we both possess the skill of seeing patterns, Wexner told Vanity Fair in 2003. Jeffrey sees patterns in politics and financial markets. I see patterns in lifestyle and fashion trends. Those around Wexner were mystified over his affinity for Epstein. Everyone was mystified as to what the appeal was, yep, said Robert Murowski, former vice chairman of the Limited Brands. I checked around and found out he was a private high school math teacher. That's all I could find out about him. There was nothing there. I couldn't understand the fascination and appeal. New York Times noted on Wednesday of Epstein's infinite means, and that it may be a mirage. No doubt, while he is extremely rich, there's little evidence he's actually a billionaire.
Huh.
Epstein claimed he only accepted investments of $1 billion or more. But his investment firm only reported having $88 million in capital from shareholders in a 2002 court filing.
And my favorite thing is, like, at the time that he founded it, there were, like, 15
that's what you said.
Billionaires. That just cracks me up. We're only going to do billionaire work. Well, there's 15 clients, you know?
Yeah, well, we're taking them all.
It's going to hurt your client pool, you know?
While most of his dealings are unknown, the financial trust company also had a $121 million investment in D.B. Zwirn, which shuttered its doors in 2008, had a stake in Bear Stearns' failed high-grade structured credit strategies enhanced leverage fund, the collapse of which sparked the global financial crisis. It was hit hard by the crisis a decade ago, Epstein was. Allegations of sexual abuse of teenage girls caused many associates, such as Wexner, to sever ties with him.
Oh. Is that bad for business?
Apparently.
Okay.
Epstein controlled about 176,000 shares of Bear Stearns, worth nearly $18 million in 2007. Worth essentially nothing now. In trying to determine what Epstein's actually worth, Bloomberg notes, so little is known about Epstein's current business or clients. The only things that can be valued with any certainty are his properties. Manhattan mansions estimated to be worth at least $77 million. Wow. You know, he just sold his private plane.
Yeah.
A month before he was arrested. Who do you think tipped him off on that? I remind you, James Comey's daughter is on the prosecution team. Who's this? You're on the air.
Oh, this is not Governor Kay Ivey. I'm a little concerned about what you're talking about, although it does remind me of a great song by the Eurythmics, Sex Crimes. But let's get back to the Laugh South you were talking about. Are they going to have snacks like perhaps an organic Capri Sun? Because this is not Governor Kay Ivey, and I just might have to be there for that.
You might have an organic Capri Sun?
Well, that's my favorite beverage. I'll have that in a cookie when it's snack time, and then I get a nap.
Okay. This is news to me. Are we breaking news on News and Views, Dave?
Well, I am not Governor Kay Ivey, but I can talk like her. Okay. And I like to say things to people to make them think. Like sex crimes. Okay, we understand that, but there's a great jam by the Eurythmics. You need to look it up. Let's talk about music and other things, much like when the abortion issue came up.
What is the song by the Eurythmics? Is it Sex Crimes?
Okay. It's called Sex Crime. It reminds me when the legislature was talking about abortion, and I provided a solid, and I said, let's talk about the lottery again, boys, and they denied me. Okay, so I'll talk about CBD oil then. Or we can talk about sex crimes at your show. I'm here all day. This is not Governor Kay Ivey, by the way.
I am so confused right now. You know, Kay Ivey does call here sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm new to town. I moved down from Birmingham after a change in my life circumstances. And people down here in Montgomery tend to appreciate the fact that I kind of sound a little bit like her.
Who tells you sound like her?
Kind of a little bit. That's in range.
Who told you kind of sound like her?
Well, I talk to people sometimes, and I'll say,
Helen
you know what? No, Governor Kay Ivey, she's a solid lady, and I dig
Beethoven?
Her a lot. And I just was
Tommy
talking one day,
who?
And someone said, you sound like Governor Kay Ivey when you slow down a little bit. Excuse me there. Can you please get that camera?
The narrator from Johnny Got His Gun?
Thank you for
some
your
obscure
call.
Reference, but Metallica fans will get it.
Thank you. You talking about from the song One?
Yeah.
Thank you, not Governor Kay Ivey for
sounding kind of like her, sort of, maybe,
kind of
a little bit,
and by that I mean she speaks English,
allegedly.
I did not know she liked organic Capri Sun and a cookie before nap time.
You know,
or in Britain they would call it a biscuit. They call cookies biscuits. You know, there's no foreign equivalent to the American biscuit.
Right.
There's no northern equivalent to the southern biscuit. You know why?
Because we're better people.
No, you know why? Northerners can't make biscuits.
It's because of the flour.
The flour. Yeah. The flour is unique to southern markets.
There's a whole write-up in The Atlantic about it.
I read it.
By my girl Amanda Mull.
I read it.
Georgia grad.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Did I know about that before you told me that?
I don't think so.
You told me about it, and then I read it?
No, I think you knew about it. And then,
I didn't know the connection on the
correct.
Yeah, it's a fascinating article.
Yeah.
The whole, like, cottage industry. You know what I want to do? I want to create a business shipping that flour north for considerable markup. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Business Network. Stocks are rallying and investors continue to anticipate the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates this month. Producer prices rose last month, but the 0.1% increase is still considered subdued, and it is not raising concerns about inflation. Over the past year, ending in June, the producer price index was up 1.7%. Nike shares are higher after it revealed plans to build a factory in Goodyear, Arizona, and create at least 500 jobs, even though the state's governor is canceling a state grant of up to $1 million. After Nike pulled a Betsy Ross flag-themed shoe from the market. Lululemon Athletica shares are rallying up more than 3%. The company is expanding its loyalty program. Analysts believe it'll boost business from its most loyal customers. The program is called Practice. It's being tested in 3 cities. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to monitor the progress of Barry in the Gulf heading towards Louisiana, some of that tropical moisture will be affecting our forecast. For today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Tropical downpours at times. High temperature today, 91, only in the upper 80s over the weekend. Lows at night in the mid-70s, and not as many storms around on Monday. Stay on top of the tropical weather action, plus push notifications for watches and warnings by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 41 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Jenkins Tire and Auto is on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Guys, get by there when you get a chance. Drop your car off. I was just there yesterday. And Jenkins Tire and Auto just did some routine maintenance on the old family truckster. Tires rotated and balanced. Got the oil change, that kind of stuff. So good people over there at Jenkins Tire and Auto. Even found that my tire pressures had gone down a little bit. Well, I don't check all that stuff all that time. So they got the tire pressures fixed up there, and it actually tightened up the steering a little bit. The steering had felt a little loose. And then when I got the van back and drove around in it, I realized that changing the tire pressures changed the feel of the van. Jenkins Tire and Auto can look after everything. Get by there when you get a chance. Routine maintenance, scheduled maintenance, like oil changes and tires, stuff like that, or just you hear a knocking, or, hell, you're sitting somewhere and your radiator explodes. Call Jenkins Tire and Auto.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Big or small. Big car. They were over there working on a glass truck. They had a tree service truck. They had a. I've told you.
Good Lord.
I wasn't wrong, was
Good
I?
Lord.
Hold on. I got to stop the Jenkins Tire and Auto spot for a second. The spokesperson from at the State Department looks like a friggin' supermodel.
Yeah.
Like not hot, but like striking good looks.
Yeah.
That stops you dead in your tracks.
I was like, hey,
yeah.
Now.
Like, there are a lot of attractive women on television. We watch television in the studio for 3 hours every day. You turn your head, you look back down. I mean, commercials, soap opera, whatever. The State Department spokesperson stops you, no matter what you're doing, and causes you to stop and look. She's that kind of hot.
Yeah, like, what's going on here?
Yeah, and I don't understand because...
Why are you behind the podium?
And Heather Nauert was there before, who has that same kind of attractiveness. I don't understand what it is. Obviously, I'll never be a State Department spokesperson. I would be more than happy to. I would be damn good at it, too. I'd be like, no, we're not bombing them. The president said we're not bombing them. Despite the fact that you guys are bloodthirsty whores, globalist, corporatist, bloodthirsty whores out there in the media.
Whores.
Run.
Whores.
And we're not going to bomb them. Period. So you go back and print that. I would be so good at that. Crush them. I would take a Sarah Huckabee Sanders approach to the State Department press. All right. Our number 272-9228. Oh, go to Jenkins Tire and Auto. Go to Jenkins Tire and Auto on the corner of Jefferson and Perry. Drop your stuff off. They'll get you to work and back. They got me to work yesterday. Rodney. Rodney?
Yes.
All right. What's on your mind, my friend?
I just want to talk real briefly about what's going on in New Orleans. I had made the decision, guys. I know we got a lot of people in the area around here that migrated over the years from Louisiana up here. And people that I've spoke to down there, some family members and stuff, they're getting kind of concerned about the Lake Pontchartrain. If you remember, Katrina flooded the city out, not from the Mississippi River side, but from the Lake Pontchartrain side.
Mm-hmm.
The Bonnie Carriage spillways have been open, fueling just billions of gallons of water out of the river and diverted into Lake Pontchartrain. Lake Pontchartrain is very, very high. Calculating the storm surges that they calculate now, and it's borderline. I have family members that's in Cannon, Metairie, anybody that's on the north side of the Mississippi River in that area, and I got all of my family out of there. The Corps of Engineers are not anticipating the river to top anything, but the concerns are that the lakeside is real high. So I just want to put that out there, guys. I got all my family members out of there. The concern is the lake, not the river. The river is a highly concerned, but... a lot of local people that's putting these numbers together thinking that the levees are going to give on the lake side.
Okay. And again, I raised the question I raised during the 9 o'clock hour, and no fault of yours if you weren't listening. What the hell have they been doing for 14 years? Katrina was in August of 2015. It is now July of 2019, nearly 14 consecutive revolutions around the sun.
Yep.
What the hell have they been doing? Not as if they didn't know that was a problem and the next big storm might cause the same problem.
Well, we're not talking about the city of New Orleans in particular. We're talking about the Mississippi River. And believe me...
I know, but you have a state, a federal government, and a municipal government all right there that stand to benefit from fixing the problem. Why haven't they fixed the problem?
Because the mass amounts of billions of gallons of water...
Then don't build a city there.
Well...
Then don't have a city there. You can't have a city that's at threat of getting wiped off the map every 14 years. Fix the damn problem or move the city. I got to run. 272-9228. I'm so
there's
sick
a,
of it.
You know, there's a big theme, and I would love for you to get on this because you would go deep. There's a theme to this, and you know what it is?
What?
Army Corps of Engineers. Highly overrated. They've actually, they're the ones that have sort of screwed up
dropped
this whole
the
New Orleans thing. And I mean, it's just, it's. I read a whole history of the 1919 flood or 1927 flood, whatever year it was. And then basically like how it affected, you know, the rebuilding of the city then, or actually they didn't have to rebuild it because they blew the levees up and they just drowned everybody that was on the other side of the lake or on the other side of the river.
Good people.
But essentially, it's just, it's mismanagement. And it's mismanagement from a lot of people, but
this,
I mean,
is, this is my point. You had 14 years. You have a city or an area, I guess it's greater than New Orleans, but an area that is at risk of catastrophic flooding and being wiped off the map if a storm this size comes. And this isn't even a big storm. It's, like, it's not even a Category 1 storm. It's just wet. It's rainy, all right? If your city is in that capacity, you get with the local, state, and federal government and say, what is it going to cost to fix it? Let's make a determination. Do we fix it? What's it going to cost? Or do we wipe the city off the map and just move everybody? And just say, New Orleans is no longer a thing. Just make a ghost town out of it.
Right.
I mean, you've got to make a decision, though. But what you can't have is a situation where every time a storm comes breezing through, everybody goes, well, you know, Mississippi River may flood. The Lake Pontchartrain may flood. The levees may
not. It's going to be a disaster.
Well,
unprecedented proportions.
Hey,
we had no idea this was coming. Oh, wait, we've known it since the city was built.
Alabama Home Mortgage, generous sponsors of this hour of the program, 567-4223. 567-4223 if you want to get into Alabama Home Mortgage, ALAHomeMortgage.com. Interest rates right now at near record lows. In some cases, for some credit profiles, record lows. They got 0% options, 3% down options. You don't have to have 20% down to buy a home over at Alabama Home Mortgage. 3% in most all cases, 0% in a lot of cases. Call her and find out what I'm talking about. Find out how. 567-4223. 567-4223. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. You know why I'm playing this song? Because in New Orleans tomorrow, Saturday's going to be wild. I mean, wild. Little Lee Hurst. One of the rare Canadian soul singers. We'll be back.
Yesterday was Friday, and if tomorrow is Sunday, Lord, whatever happened to my day, I'm Saturday's wild. That's when you said you love me. I'm Saturday's wild. Don't deny that you say.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New Orleans theme going.
You do.
I'm playing Orleans now. I played Katrina and the Waves. I played Saturday's Wild because it's going to be wild there tomorrow.
You know, this band features a former member of Congress.
Who?
John Hall.
From where?
New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was, he won in 06. I think he lost in 2010. So, like, kind of won in a wave and lost in a wave.
Wow. I had no idea. You learn new things every day. Democrat, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, cornerstonemga.com, 356-1502. That is Greg Wren's number over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. He is a guru. He's a master. He understands the insurance business inside and out. And he has chose to take his talents to focus on employee benefits packages. Because I said, but Greg, why do you focus so much on employee benefits packages? He said, because nobody understands how employee benefits packages work. Everybody still has the same employee benefits package they had when they started their business 23 years ago. Things change. Times change. Nobody's ever opened an agency focused exclusively on employee benefits packages. I'm going to do just that. And when you focus on something, you tend to do it right and get really good at it. That's Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, 356-1502. You can check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84 has joined the program.
84!
Who's this? You're Ultra on the air. Patro.
Hey, I'm sorry to call you back.
That's all right, Tom.
I had two things I wanted to talk about, if it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'll do the funny one first.
We'll be the judge of that.
You better be funny if you're going to claim. If you're going to claim up front, it's funny. It better be really funny.
Well, you guys were talking about the biscuits and the cookies earlier, and the English and the UK and all.
Yes.
Have you guys ever been there at all?
I've been to England. Yeah,
I have not.
Why would I want
to
go to England?
Well, let me tell you what. You need to check this out. The number one breakfast in the United Kingdom and most of the places that you go where the British tourists go is beans and toast.
It's a fry-up. Yeah, you got that, you got sausage, you got, you know.
Talking about like a full English?
Yeah, full English, yeah.
No, it's just, I'm telling you, pork and beans and two pieces of bread is what you get.
Okay.
Yeah, and that ain't breakfast in America.
That ain't fit for living right there. A man can starve to death eating that every day.
The full English has eggs and sausage as well.
Now, like three kinds of sausage, though. Yeah, okay.
All right, the second one I was going to mention to you, and this is just an idea. The Trump, Eisenhower, Interstate Flood and Stormwater Runoff System.
All right.
You parallel it with the interstate because it's already been built. It took them 20-some years to build it all. And you just, every place where a river or a major tributary is going to reach flood stage, you start pumping that water over to folks out there that ain't got any water, you know?
Pump it where? How far are we pumping this water?
You talking California?
Pump it to Arizona, pump it to New Mexico, anywhere where there's a drought.
Yeah, you're going to have a water pipeline? How many billions of dollars water pipeline is going to cost you?
Dude, you're talking trillion to get from Petlala Creek to freaking California?
Yeah, I do appreciate the call, Tom.
Not a terrible idea. I see what he's saying.
I understand exactly what he's saying, but it's better not to build cities underwater.
Correct.
Or in deserts, correct, where there is no water.
Correct.
Clint.
Hey, good day, guys.
Good day, sir.
Hey, Dan Lizzie update.
Yes, sir. That's what I've been waiting on all morning.
Yeah, sure.
What's the first thing I said when I walked in the studio?
She's lost a little more weight, guys. We're worried about her.
Yeah, Dave said, Dan Lizzie, yeah. All right.
See?
The song is Waiting for an Alibi.
Okay.
Recorded 1978. Listen to it. You may like it. You may not.
Okay.
Right. Well, that's a good jam.
I'll give it a try.
Now, I got another thing for you. You know, Jim Croce is one of my favorite artists, too.
I agree. He's the best.
And I love his music. He's just good. What do you think him and Bob Seger as a duet? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Let's not get carried away.
No, I think they would have been good together. You know, Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton, I saw him together.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
You know, they did do it. Concert.
Bob Seger's okay, but totally different
style
of music.
Didn't they play, were they in Blind Faith together? What was the, were Winwood and Clapton?
Blind Faith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were already in a group together.
Yeah, but Steve Winwood went out on his own, too, though.
Right, so did Clapton.
You know, oh, yeah. All right, I just want to pass that along to you guys on Friday.
I'm telling
you,
have
a great weekend.
I'm going to listen to some Thin Lizzy, and one of these days, you'll call in, and I'll be like, yeah, he was right, or he was wrong. We'll see.
He's always done a pretty good job.
Yeah, he has pretty good taste. It's like it's just outside of what I usually listen to, and so sometimes I'm like skeptical, you know. But that's probably more of a me thing than a him thing.
Jim Croce used to have some wild house parties. And I'm trying to find the names of the people who were there. They're names you would know, but I don't want to just start naming names and be wrong. But he used to have some pretty wild house parties.
Who did?
Jim Croce.
Oh, yeah?
Outside of Philadelphia. And some really, this is before he was famous and before they were famous. Some really famous people would stop by and they'd do music together. And then they all got famous and went their separate ways. But I don't want to go naming names.
You know, Baron, that's how Epstein got started.
Did one of these guys work at Bear Stearns?
I didn't realize he was from Philly.
Yeah, outside of Philly.
Interesting.
Pretty wild stuff. Uh-oh. Look who just walked in the door.
Oh, well, I just stroll on in.
Was he scheduled today?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
He is at 11 o'clock. I had no idea.
Because I thought it was yesterday, because I can't read a calendar.
That's all right. I got a surprise for you guys at 11.
What's he doing here on Friday?
Casual Friday, too. Casual Friday. How about that? All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. It is, yeah, I know why you want to do.
Can I give
you want to come by when there ain't no rules, where there ain't there.
Can I give a tease, Baron?
Yeah.
We might be discussing the police jurisdiction and a garbage dump.
No, we're not.
and stoplights.
Our number 272-9228.
Don't forget stoplights.
Who is this?
This is Fred. Is this connection any better?
Much better, Fred. What's on your mind?
And by the way, I have no Bluetooth, so it was just I was in a little bit of a dip on the road. And
just lousy, huh? Just lousy.
Yeah, I heard it. It was awful. I'm going to correct something that you said. You're talking about you couldn't afford to put all seven of your children through college.
Yeah.
If your new reason to live, to wake up every morning, pays off, you will be able to, sir.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Well, what did you say it again, Fred?
Your one sole desire as of right this minute, if it pays off, you will be able to put all your children through college.
My one sole desire.
As of right now.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes, Fred. Now I got you, Fred. Yes. In fact, my kids are going to
Harvard
for free. Paid for on the backs of one nonprofit entity based in the Heartland.
That's right.
All right, appreciate it, Fred.